Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. Welcome to the last Daf, the last page, the last part of Erevin. We have made it this far. We should be Zocha to continue talking together, the audio daily dose of Daf, if Hashem wills it and allows it for many, many years to come with seeing Mashiach and the base of Mingdash speeded in our days. Let's look at the last piece of Erevin here on Erevin 104. Five at the end. Gemara's talking about a bow. Tying a bow, the Gemara explains, which cannot lead to a chatas obligation, even if it is intended to be permanent, is permitted by the rabbis in the temple. But tying a regular knot, even a temporary one, which can lead to a chatas obligation if one forgets himself and ties it permanently, is not permitted by the rabbis in the temple. The key point to focus in on is the idea of knots and the ideas of bows. I want to understand and remember and relate to you what really ties us to this world, what really connects us, what really is our bow and our knot to this world. Are we connected to this world materialistically or with things that are heaven, things that are not important, things that are fleeting and have no substance? Or do we tie ourselves to this world and tie ourselves to connect to the next world through doing the things that are really eternal and everlasting? The mitzvos that we could acquire, the chesed that we could do for other people, the Torah that we could learn, the beautiful Torah that is Hashem's word and Hashem's blueprint for the world. Make sure when you tie those knots throughout your days, metaphorically tying them and figuratively speaking, when you're tying those knots and making sure to wrap up the day, tie up the day with a knot, that when you are tying up that day, you look back at the day, you could say, I did so many mitzvos, I did so much chesed, I did so much good for the world. Hashem wants us to be that every day we tie that knot, we tie that bow, it was a day that was full of mitzvos, it was full of chesed, it was full of Torah. Because after 120 years we come to Hashem, we want to have so many mitzvos to come with us, so much chesed to come with us, so much Torah learning to come with us, because that's the only thing that comes with us after 120 years. We can't take anything materialistic, we can't take anything of material nature, of material value. Your hands are open as if to say, I can't take anything with me except for a good name, except for the Torah, the mitzvot, the chesed that you did, the good that you did in this world, the good that you left behind in this world. Make sure that you tie up all your days, every single day, with knots of Torah and knots of chesed, knots of mitzvot, knots of kedusha, knots of using your time wisely and using every minute of every single day. The Avos, it says by them that they lived the days of the years of their life, not just because they lived years, but they made sure to fulfill every day to its fullest, using every day with important matters of mitzvot, Torah, and chesed. As the Gemara ends off in Erevin, talking about knots and talking about the strings and bows, so to our life should be a knot, bow full of Torah, full of mitzvot, full of chesed with us every single day. Join us next time as we begin Pesachim here, God willing, Yemir Tzashem, on the Audio DDD with Reb T. And I'm your host, Reb T.